Welcome to ClinPharm Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCPT family of journals. My guest today is Dr. Karen Rowland-Yeo, Senior Vice President at Certara and incoming Editor-in-Chief of Clinical Pharmacology and Therapeutics. Karen, welcome back, and I'm excited to have you join me for the first time as Editor-in-Chief.
Well, thanks, Elena. Always a pleasure to chat.
So CPT's newest call for papers is seeking research related to pharmacoequity, and we'll definitely get to that. But first, congratulations on taking the helm at CPT. How are you feeling about stepping into this role?
Well, being perfectly honest, last month overwhelmed, but this month I'm actually really excited about it, especially after the ACPT meeting and all the great science. I think the other thing as well is I managed to catch up with Karthik Venkatakrishnan, who's the incoming deputy editor-in-chief. And, you know, I've known him for many years, so it was great catching up with him. Extremely looking forward to working with him, but also the rest of the A team as well.
Excellent. It was great to see both of you at the ASCPT meeting. And from what I've heard, people are just raving about the science. And of course, having Dr. Fauci speak was a really great way to kick that off.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're glad you could join us. So current editor-in-chief Pete Van der Graaf has done an amazing job growing the journal, and I know he's leaving big shoes to fill. Tell me a little about your vision for CPT during your term. How are you hoping to shape and build the journal?
So first of all, back to Pete. He's done a fantastic job, and I've got huge respect for him. And yes, I have got big clogs to fill. We've got an in-house joke about that. I think from my perspective, in the journal now, there are many industry and regulatory focused articles, and that's great. The journal's moving with the times, science and innovation. And what I would say to everyone, please keep them coming. You know, I think that's fantastic. But what I want to focus on, my vision really, is that, so I went to university in South Africa many years ago, of course, and access to international journals and also attendance at international meetings was virtually non-existent. And it was hard to publish anything in a foreign journal. So I'd like to see more publications from LMIC and other countries across the globe, increasing, you know, global network there. Also, I'd like to see more articles on global health itself, but also health and social policy.
That all sounds great. And yes, the clogs. The first time I met Pete in person was at a CPT meeting, and he brought little clog keychains. Yes, big clogs to fill. But we're so excited to work with you. This brings us nicely to the theme for your first special issue, which will focus on pharmacoequity. How did this idea evolve, and why is it the first topic you wanted to focus on? What makes the concept of pharmacoequity relevant today?
Well, first of all, I wanted to say that everyone's been talking about the CPT-themed issue of pharmacoequity, and actually the actual title is Elevating the Global Impact of Clinical Pharmacology. But when we were thinking of the themed issue, what we wanted to do was actually link it to the theme for next year, the ACPT theme, which is advancing pharmacoequity. So we ended up putting that in the figure that went out with the call for papers. It all links together nicely. I wanted to focus on this for the reasons that I stated previously, you know, being brought up in Southern Africa. I lived in rural communities, and if available, healthcare was very basic. One of the key things that I strongly believe in is that everyone should have access to medicines irrespective of race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic status. And I think increasing global engagement with effective communication can make a huge difference. And that's why I wanted to have a call for papers specifically on this topic and linked strongly to advancing pharmacoequity.
Thank you. Did living in these rural communities and seeing the state of healthcare at that time, did that influence your decision to go into clinical pharmacology at all?
Yes, it did. And also, it has a big influence on the decisions that I make now. I feel very strongly about global engagement, working more in this, and in fact, trying to do everything that I can to support this. And one of the things that I'll mention here is what is great about ACPT meetings and the journal related things as well is all the networking that you can do. I mean, at the recent ACPT meeting, I met Colin Pillar, who obviously heads up the Pharmacometrics Africa. I hadn't met him before, strangely enough. We had a great meeting. And in fact, what's come out of that now is that he's invited me to Pharmacometrics Africa later this year and also the Digital Health Africa meeting. I just want to continue working in these areas and also support ongoing initiatives at the ACPT, you know, supporting LMICs, but bringing more of that into the journal.
That sounds amazing. And I'm so glad that you were able to make that connection. at the meeting.
Switching back to the pharmacoequity issue, are there any particular areas of focus that you'd like to see in the submissions?
Yeah, I think some of the key areas really are case studies showcasing collaboration. We want to advance pharmacoequity. We want to elevate CPT across the globe. But really, what I want to demonstrate is networking and really close collaborations as well. So it will be great to see some of those in submissions.
And what types of papers do you envision people submitting? I know that original research is always highly valued at CPT and all of our journals. But what other article types are you hoping researchers will submit? Is there a particular article type you think would be best for showcasing these collaborations?
So I think perspectives are good, you know, short and snappy, and I think they're very powerful in terms of messaging. But also I think reviews are great as well. They capture a lot of information in a central publication.
Perfect. And now I'd like to think of this as like the housekeeping portion of these Call for Papers podcasts. What's the value in submitting for a themed issue? Why would you wait to publish if your research will be ready before May of next year?
I think the thing about themed issues is that they're capturing a lot of information on a common theme. And I think having all of that massive information can have a big impact, especially on a topic as important as advancing pharmacoequity or elevating the global impact of clinical pharmacology. It's having all of that information together, giving a very strong message.
Excellent. I will also say that when we say waiting to publish, we don't necessarily mean that your paper will not be available online in advance of publication. What we mean is that it will not be officially included in an issue, but it will be available in its final form in early view 2 to 3 weeks after it's accepted, for the most part.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point to make, isn't it? Because I must admit, when I first saw that, but there's no way I'm going to hold off from submitting something. But yeah, great point.
I'll just add that all submissions for this issue must be received no later than October 15th of this year, 2025. We do welcome pre-submission inquiries, which you can send to anyone on journal staff, and we'll be happy to run them past Karen and her team. Karen, any last thoughts before I let you get back to your day?
No, just to reiterate that if anyone's got any questions, contact you, or I'm happy for them to reach out to me as well.
Thank you. We're really excited for you to take over at CPT, although we're going to miss Pete. We absolutely are. But very excited for you and your team, and especially this first themed issue. Thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much for making me feel so welcome.
This call for papers is available on the ASCPT website, and we'll also include a link in the description of this episode. All submissions are due by October 15th, 2025, so if you have any questions about manuscript types or submitting to CPT, please feel free to contact Managing Editor Alethea Girding at alethea@ascpt.org. That's alethea@ascpt.org. Thank you for listening to ClinPharm Pod. Be sure to check out past episodes while you're here, and remember to visit ascpt.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all three journals.